our prize is the biggest it has ever been.
And welcome back to Fighting Knights Football. The score at halftime, Shamrocks 33, Knights 10. And we'll be joining the third quarter here shortly. I want to remind you, a week from tonight, I'm Paul LaVoy, by the way, a week from tonight is the finale at Lake Havasu High School, Lee Barnes Stadium. The Havasu Fighting Knights host Buckeye Union a week from tonight. That'll be senior night. It'll be a big night for the Havasu seniors. There's six of them on this squad. And I want to remind you that Fighting Knights football brought to you in part by Arizona Financial Credit Union, owned by members and governed by an all-volunteer, member-elected board of directors. Arizona Financial Credit Union exists for the benefit of all members, not Wall Street stockholders. Arizona Financial Credit Union recognizes that by joining together in our financial cooperative business model, all their members are more empowered to take control of their finances and reach their goals. With the power of more than 155,000 members participating in Arizona Financial Credit Union, you get the convenience of a big national bank with the benefits of banking locally. That's right. Keep it local. Visit your local Arizona Financial Credit Union. And the rest of the sponsors, of course, Anderson Auto and Power Sports, Arizona Financial Credit Union. You've got Bradley Ford and Bradley Chevrolet. One of our new sponsors, Havasu Express Car Wash. I love that car wash. I'm going to endorse it right here. Even though I don't have dually tires on my small compact car, I've seen it's on a track. It's very cool how you go through. It's not the typical car wash. It's a flat track. So Havasu Express Car Wash down there on Lake Havasu Avenue. Also, Havasu Pest Control, a longtime sponsor, Just Meats, one of our newest sponsors as well, a complete meat market, if you will, there in the Bash's Shopping Center. I'm sorry, not Bash's. It is the Ross Shopping Center. Also, Lake Havasu Area Chamber of Commerce, law offices of Kenneth E. Moyer, of course, located in the Woods Building down from Radio Central in our offices. Martin Swanee Paradise Auto, Mercury Air Conditioning, Mojave Community College, Salmon's Air Conditioning, serving the tri-state area for over 53 years. You got Chagrou family of restaurants, and I can name about six of the seven. I know who they are, but not off the top of my head. And another new sponsor, Tire Man. You've heard the commercials right here on the Radio Central stations and, of course, on KMTR Sports. And, of course, there's that Suncatcher boat giveaway. One of our other sponsors, Just for Fun Power Sports, the G3 fishing boats and Suncatcher pontoons. You can enter to win a 2024 G3 1036 and their trailer. G3's top dealers, that's what Just for Fun Power Sports is, one of their top dealers, proud of what G3 and Suncatcher has helped accomplish for the boating families in Lake Havasu City. Drop on by Just for Fun Power Sports and enter to win the drawing. It'll be held on November 8th. You don't have to be present to win and no purchase necessary. Just for Fun Power Sports, of course, south of Bash's, family owned and value priced. And we've got about 2 minutes left in this halftime, and we're going to take a short break. Steve's with us, and he missed the flyover by the helicopter from, I believe, the nearby Marine Corps station.
No, I thought. He's awesome.
He was low, and I was holding the papers down, but luckily didn't really have to. So, again, the score at halftime, Shamrocks 33, Knights 10. And, again, a reminder, senior night a week from tonight at Lee Barnes Stadium. And Fighting Knights fans, you'll want to be there for that as they say goodbye to six seniors on the Fighting Knights squad. All right, we're going to take it to break, and we'll be back with more from Yuma Catholic High School in just a moment.
Hi, everybody. It's Mark with Just for Fun Power Sports on the South Side. When my dad and I opened the doors in June of 2016, we never dreamed that we would realize the success that we have had. The folks at Lake Havasu have shown us the support that we could only have wished for. We quickly knew that anyone could sell a boat, but service after the sale is where you can shine. Choosing the right brand and partner in the boat business is the key. We knew from the beginning that Yamaha-powered Suncatcher pontoons, with the quality, performance, and value that they offer, was a perfect match for the quality of service we wanted to offer. When you combine that with our goal of discount pricing, and a payment that fits everyone's boating budget, our family of customers win. Please drop by and have a look. You and your family will not be disappointed in the quality you see in G3 and Suncatcher pontoons. Once again, you can go while we grow as our dealership expands, allowing us to give you even a better opportunity to find the boat of your family's dreams. Just for Fun Power Sports, just south of Bashes.
Anderson Automotive and Power Sports is proud to sponsor Lake Havasu High School football. The winning team at Anderson Automotive and Power Sports will be cheering them on. When it comes to winners, nothing beats Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Toyota, Nissan for your everyday drive. Outdoor warriors, you can't beat Can-Am, Polaris, Sea-Doo, and Yamaha. Come on down at any Anderson Automotive or Power Sports dealerships for a hassle-free buying experience with our non-commissioned sales staff. Anderson, the leaders in customer satisfaction.
Howdy, Havasu. This is Marissa.
And Justin, and we're Just Meats.
At Just Meats, we're not your average butcher shop. We're what you would call artisans of flavor and masters of quality.
You won't find our meat at your local grocery store.
The picanha, Australian Wagyu, prime porterhouse, and even on occasion, A5 Japanese Wagyu ribeyes.
And that's just the start.
Just Meats.
Stop in and ask us about some awesome recipes.
And specialty house-made sausages.
Family-owned and operated, it's Just Meats. Lake Havasu City.
Hi, football fans. Did you know MCC is ranked one of the best community colleges in America? And they want to help our high school students earn free and discounted college credits. We're talking college credits that transfer to universities, including the University of Arizona, ASU, and NAU. And MCC can also help you with career advancement. Check out all the healthcare, trade school programs, and degree options they have. It's online at mojave.edu. That's mojave.edu.
You've thought about it and maybe even shopped for one, but for whatever reason, you still don't have a hot tub. Right now is a great time to check out Neat Pool and Supply. They have the inventory and want to help you find the best one for you. We define family time with a free flow hot tub with 10 unique models. There's a free flow spa that fits your lifestyle and your budget. Plus, free flow hot tubs are a breeze to set up. Just add water, plug in, and enjoy. Find free flow hot tubs at Neat Pool and Supply on Scott Drive in Lake Havasu City or online at neatpool.com.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit. Because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge. By cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me. And I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the AIA and the Arizona Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
With just a couple of minutes left here during halftime, we're going to update you on the Diamondbacks. It's 5-5 going to the top of the 10th inning now. Hockey, the Arizona Coyotes taking it to the LA Kings. By a score of 4-1, there's under 5 minutes to go in the second period of that hockey game in Arizona. And at Yuma Catholic High School, just about a minute or so away from the second half kickoff, it's the Shamrocks over the Knights by a score of 33-10 on KNTR 980 AM and streaming via KNTR Sports. And Paul, it looks like our hero, Paul Sewald, the other Paul?
Uh-huh. Looks like he gave up a two-run homer.
Oh!
He definitely gave up two runs. It was a home run and two runs on one hit. Oh. So, and a couple walks. So, yeah, Sewald, a little shaky in the game one relief effort, trying to close it down. Of course, that was a save. That was a save opportunity that was blown. So, not sure who's going to come in. And
nobody cares about the save. You want to win the game.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
absolutely.
All right, so we're just about ready for the second half kickoff, and Havasu once again, did a good job in the first half on a number of things. Gave up the big plays. We talked about that a number of times, and we won't readdress those. However, on a positive note, the Fighting Knights, they ended up kicking a field goal, the 22-yard field goal, by their place kicker, and that is Fraser Molyneux. And right now, the Knights, they're ready to receive the second half kickoff.
So now, getting back to baseball, this is really strange. Maybe you know the rule, but I thought when you start the 10th inning, you have a man on second base.
But
they do not in the World Series.
Maybe they do in the playoffs.
No, they do not.
Interesting. And that's for a fact?
Yeah. There's no man on second.
Well, you're not spreading misinformation or anything?
No, no. And Marte came up, so
okay.
Just ground it out.
All right, here's the kickoff, and it's going to be Briggs taking it at his own 10-yard line, looking for some room on the far side of the field. He's across the 20-25 and gets up to the 30-yard line before he's brought down. So nice return by number four, Briggs, and a couple of Knights are limping off the field after that kickoff return.
Looks like Vega Higgins getting up a little slow after that tackle. But the Knights will start, I mean, that was actually a pretty good kick return. The Knights will start off, looks like at their own 33-yard line.
And Halo Jump comes out as the second half quarterback. So no changes at quarterback for the Knights as of yet. Tyler Thompson comes to the near side of the field in a slot position. And it's Justin Taylor spread out to the left. First and 10 for Havasu from their own 33-yard line. Jump gets the snap, and it's going to be a quick out pass to Taylor, and Taylor is going to get enough for the first down.
He gets up, and he tells everyone it's enough for a first
That's
down.
That's right. Let everybody know about that, Justin. Number one, Justin Taylor with the reception, and Havasu comes out quickly in the second half, and little pass play out to the far side, and first down, Fighting Knights.
Havasu moving the ball well here in the first series of the second half. We'll see if they can maintain this momentum.
Jumps in the gun.
I like that, actually, how that works. It's almost like jumping the gun.
There you go. Hotel ready for the snap. He's got three receivers out to his right. He hands the ball off to Briggs,
ooh,
number four. Tough sledding. Maybe picking up a yard, and let's call it second down and 9 for Havasu.
It's a very good hit on defense from one of the linebackers. It's Alex Miller, number 32. Solid defense by Yuma Catholic.
Just underway here in the second half. 33-10 our score.
Looks
Havasu
like
with the football.
Looks like the helicopter is going to rejoin us. Going to get a little noisy.
We need some sound effects.
Right.
Jump ready for the snap. He gets it. Looking to throw the ball. Going to go downfield into Tyler Thompson, number two. And it's incomplete. No flags. Actually, pretty good defense by the Shamrocks on that. And that brings up third and long for Havasu.
He threw it into what could probably be considered triple coverage. Luckily, he overthrew that ball. But, yeah, that's going to bring up third and 9. Looks like they're on their own 44 still.
Jump goes over to the sideline, gets the call, comes back onto the field, trips to his right, third down and long for the Knights. Jump waiting for the snap, gets it, drops back, and he's going to throw the ball to the far side of the field, and the intended receiver, number one, Justin Taylor, incomplete, dives for the ball, and that's going to bring up fourth down for Havasu.
Taylor mugged by the defensive back, but I don't know. I think that ball was uncatchable.
It could have been.
Yeah.
It could have been.
But it could have easily been a PI.
In high school football, if it was interference, you need to call it.
It looked like a PI. Am I right?
I thought it was.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
You and your acronyms.
I just go by what I hear in the pro. What are you going to do? The pass interference call.
There you go.
It's going to bring up a 4th and 9.
Yeah, Halo Jump ready to punt the football, and he's going to give it a kick, and the ball bounces at the 33-yard line, takes a shamrock roll across the 35 to the 36-yard line.
Yeah,
so Union Catholic will come out for the first time in the second half, and they'll have the ball in decent field position on their side of the field, but it's going to be down. Let's see where they're going to place it. Looks like at the 36-yard line. That's where the referee has the ball at this time, but there's discussion now on the 50-yard line between a couple of the officials and see if there was a penalty on the punt. No indication yet.
Probably a good time to mention the schedule tomorrow on KNTR Sports. College football, we've got the Georgia-Florida game. That kicks off at 12:30. We'll have the pregame from Westwood One Sports at 12 noon. And then 4:15 is the pregame for the Diamondbacks. The Diamondbacks and Rangers game 2, 4:15, and you got a 5:03 scheduled first pitch on that, and we'll fill you in on the rest of the sports schedule for the weekend.
Yeah, it was offsetting penalty, so we're going to punt the ball again. Jump now, looking to run it. Then he punts it, and it's going to be a low squib kick, and this does take a Havasu bounce and a roll inside the 20, down to the 17-yard line. So Havasu benefits from the offsetting penalties, and it will be first and 10 for the Shamrocks. And they'll have the ball at their own 17-yard line. So with 10:38 to go here in the third, to score 33-10, Yuma Catholic. And Ott and the offense come out on the field for the Shamrocks. Update for you from Major League Baseball.
Not sure you want to hear it.
It's going to the bottom of the 10th inning now. It's still tied up at 5-5.
So you've got a walk-off scenario. Not good.
Ott, ready for the snap. He's under center. Gets the ball. He's going to hand it off, and it's going to be Ford, number 24, and he's across the 25-yard line, still on his feet, and finally tackled, and they're going to throw a penalty on that. The whistles were blown, and there was still some pushing and shoving going on, trying to get the ball carrier down. And I think it's going to be a personal foul against the Knights.
Yeah, Tristan Andrade is trying to appeal that one to the referee, but I don't think he's going to get a favorable day in court here. They're marking off 15 against the Fighting Knights defense. They had three guys trying to get the ball carrier forward out of bounds, and the whistles were blowing, and they weren't going to stop.
They kept on. Yeah, they kept the play going on. So after the 15-yard penalty, it's going to be first down Shamrocks at their own 40-yard line. Under center, Ott. He's done that a few times tonight. Gets a snap.
Oh.
Whistles blown before the play gets underway.
Dead ball foul. That would be on the defense. I mean on the offense.
And we'll see how the penalty is.
Was that offside penalty?
Offside?
Yeah.
You're going to point. They pointed toward the defense.
Well, first he said.
I think they're confused.
I do, too. First he said offense.
Now it's against the defense.
Wow.
So offside on the defense, 5-yard penalty against the Knights. That brings up first and 5 for the Shamrocks from the Yuma Catholic 45-yard line. Clock moving down to 10 minutes to go in the third quarter. Odd once again under center. He's got Ford in the backfield. And he gets the snap. It's a pitch to Ford. And he's going to come across the 45-50 into Knights territory. And he's brought down by number 97 of the Fighting Knights, Paul. And the ball is going to be. Now we have another flag on the play.
I thought he had encroachment by one of the receivers here on the near side. By Yuma Catholic.
He was on the stopper on the tackle for the night.
Easily standing in the neutral zone. But they're going to mark it off against Havasu again. So that is not the call. They still haven't moved the chains either.
No, they haven't. And now they're going to move the ball, and it's going to go deeper into Havasu territory. It's the bottom of the 10th. No outs for the Rangers, a runner on first base.
It's a 15-yard penalty.
I think it's another unsportsmanlike call. I was trying to go back and see in my mind what the play was. And I mean, it was a clean tackle, but there must have been something else on the play that the officials didn't like, thus the 15-yard penalty. First and 10 now for the Shamrocks. The ball at the Havasu 35-yard line. And we still have no indication if we're going to get the game underway. I think a little conversation going on with the referee and some of the players. And now the whistle, and the clock moves. Here we go, first and 10 for Yuma Catholic. Ott under center. Gets the snap, drops back to pass, looking downfield. He's got a man open, and it is number two. Two versus two.
Yes.
Tyler Thompson doing a great job defending that pass. It's incomplete.
You know, on that deflection by Thompson, it almost got picked by the other safety out there. That was a well-thrown pass, though.
Yeah.
Very, very well-thrown, but the coverage was spot-on by Thompson.
Yeah, the intended receiver, Sir Stokes.
He's either been knighted or that's his given name. Right? Sir Stokes.
So here we go. Second down for the Shamrocks. Back in the gun is Ott. Drops back to pass. Looking to throw the ball deep. Hulls just throws it up for grabs. And it's Tyler Thompson with the interception. He's across the 25 and he steps out of bounds at the 27-yard line. So Tyler Thompson once again doing a great job and keeping that ball out of the intended receiver's hands once again. It was Stokes, the intended receiver, and Thompson comes down with the interception.
As good as the pass was by Ott the play before, that was a horrible pass. That was a wounded duck.
Yeah, it was.
I don't know if his arm got hit or if it just came out of his hand badly, but, yeah, Thompson just sitting under that like a pop fly, you know, by Corbin Carroll. Just picked that one right out and went out, said, where are we sitting here, Steve?
At the ball is at the
28-yard
line of the Knights, and here comes the offense after the interception, another turnover, and Havasu looking to get the ball down the field with just over 9 minutes to go here in the third quarter, and you're going to have a play clock violation, and it's going to be delay of game against the Knights.
Yuma Catholic's coaches just got to be pulling their hair out at this point, thinking, you know, we're the number two ranked 4A team in the state, and we can't get off this number, off of the score 33-10 right now. And Havasu is just kind of being a pain, you know.
You keep on trying.
Yeah, exactly.
Havasu has done that all night long, and you keep on working hard. Good things happen. Tyler Thompson, the quarterback, and he's going to throw the ball, and it's going to be a complete pass, but it's for a loss of a couple of yards. So Thompson now in at quarterback number two for the Fighting Knights. This is something that they did last week, Paul, where Thompson came in and took over the quarterback position and was able to open up a lot of things for the Knights, especially the running game.
And you were saying how they improved during the game. Look at last week. They beat Marcos Teneza. That was totally unexpected on the road in Tempe.
And the ball is handed off to Briggs. He powers his way back to the, I guess it's going to be right around the 30-yard line.
Just past the original line.
Yeah,
finish.
So it's going to bring up a third down for the Fighting Knights. And it's going to be third down and 10. Big third down for Havasu. The clock just over 8 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Our score 33-10. Yuma Catholic out on top.
Thompson. Looked like he was changing the play.
In the gun. Gets a snap, looking to throw the ball. Now he's going to run it. He's under pressure, and he just throws it out of bounds. Actually, he throws it into the stands.
He threw that one to the Pep Club.
There you go.
Man. That was definitely not meant for any receiver unless he was in the bleachers. That's going to bring up a fourth down, too. Unless there's another penalty, you can see the laundry on the field.
And Thompson might have seen that. He might have saw what the penalty is and just checked it out of bounds. And what is it going to be? Oh, it's Decline. Legal receiver downfield. So it's Decline. Havis is going to end up with a fourth down situation. It is the bottom of the 10th. And now it's going to go to the top of the 11th.
And Corey Seager's up. Oh, I'm watching the delay? Okay,
yeah,
good.
You're watching the delay.
Good, because Seager scares me. So there you go. You got Ryan Nelson out there, too.
So Halo Jump comes onto the field to punt the ball for the Fighting Knights. He's standing at his own 17-yard line. And the punt is a low punt, and, oh, it hit the player.
Hit a Havasu player, though.
And I think it hit the Havasu player.
Yeah,
I'm not sure if it touched the Yuma Catholic player, and I don't think the officials saw anything different, Paul. So it's going to be good field position for Yuma Catholic. The ball at the 39-yard line of the Fighting Knights.
Yeah, you could easily see that from up here on top of the press box, which is where we are tonight, because we have special seating for this game.
Yep.
Good air conditioning.
beautiful evening.
Hit the Havasu player in the back of the calf, never touched the Yuma Catholic player. Although Havasu was lobbying for that ball. They wanted the ball back, that's for sure.
So Havasu's defense, they need to stand tall right now. Down by 23, can't get any more points on the board if you're going to stay in this ball game. Yuma Catholic, first and 10 from the Knights' 39-yard line. And Ott's going to drop back the pass. He's got a man open, and it's going to be Stokes again. Stokes catches the ball. He picks up the first down. And he's going to be tackled at the 25-yard line of the Knights.
You can tell by the way they lined up. Stokes here on the near side, closest to us. And they're moving right to left, by the way, on your radio dial. But Stokes was here, came out of the huddle, and you just had a feeling he was going to get the ball.
Yeah, Gavin Briggs doing a great job with the tackle. It's going to be first down for the Shamrocks. Odd in the gun at the Knights' 30-yard line. He's got Stokes spread out to the left. And now a little confusion on the field. It was Briggs that went out of out to the sideline. He's back in. There's a timeout now. So Havasu calls a timeout. We're going to take a quick timeout ourselves, and we'll be back in 30 seconds with our score. Yuma Catholic 33, Havasu 10.
Traditional central air units tend to gobble down energy like it's open season in a Chinese buffet. Sammons Air Conditioning's ductless split systems will squash that energy monster, leaving you with a quieter, more pleasant energy bill. With Sammons Air Conditioning, you can experience cooling and heating like never before, avoiding those catastrophic repair bills with a ductless split system. Efficiency, savings, tranquility in your ears. Sammons Air Conditioning's ductless split system. Visit SammonsAC.com today.
Welcome back to KNTR 980 AM. Quick update for you. It is the top of the 11th. One out. Diamondbacks at bat. The score 5-5 in game one of the World Series.
You know, they got a nice double play in that last inning, by the way, when, before Seager came up, but, Nelson had, two runners on and, one runner on first, and there was a double play, which, got him out of a lot of trouble, so especially with Seager coming up. The defense playing good ball in Arlington. Oh, there we go. Death Star just shut right off.
33-10. Shamrocks with the ball at the Knights 25-yard line. It's first down for Yuma Catholic. Out under center, gets the snap, drops back the pass. You got a man open on the far side of the field, number 45. And he is tackled on the far side of the field by number 30 of the Fighting Knights. And that is Caden Norlander for Havasu, doing a good job bringing the receiver down.
Yeah, nice solo tackle there by Norlander. And you've got a second down and four, it looks like, inside the 20-yard line.
Yuma Catholic breaks huddle. Odd in the shotgun formation. two receivers out to his left, two to his right.
Stokes on the far right, by the way.
And Ott's going to throw a screen pass out to number 24, 40, breaks the tackle, and finally knocked out of bounds around the 10-yard line. It was Briggs trying to come in and bring him down in open space. That's a hard thing to do for the top running back for Yuma Catholic, and he gets the ball down to the Havasu 10-yard line. So it's going to be first and goal for the Shamrocks.
Ford coming into this game with 12 touchdowns in 8 games. So, yeah, Ford tough to bring down. He runs with purpose, that's for sure.
Ott under center, gets a snap, and it's going to be Ford up the middle, and Havasu's defense center doing a great job swarming in for the tackle, and Ford picks up about 3 yards on that play. So it's going to be second down and goal from the Havasu 6-yard line.
Havasu doing their best to keep Ford out of the end zone. Keep the rest of Yuma Catholic out of the end zone. But, yeah, time looks like about just under 6 minutes left in the third quarter.
Odd under center. Little I formation for the Shamrocks. And we have a false start. False start against Yuma Catholic.
That's what's making those coaches just like, really? You guys are number two in the state in 4A, and you're making silly mistakes like that on the 6-yard line. With first and goal. So they're back 5 yards.
Ott under center. And another false start.
Wow.
Okay, so let's make it a little bit more challenging. It's second and goal from the Knights 16-yard line after two false start penalties against the Shamrock.
I don't know who it was, but the guard number 55 was pretty animated there. He might have been the guilty party.
And it's going to be a handoff to Stalwart number 44. There's a flag on the play, and he's finally brought down inside the 10-yard line to the 8-yard line. And Paul thinks it's a face mask penalty. And if that's the case, and it's against the Knights, it's going to be half the distance to the goal. And once again, a little delay from the
officiating crew. They love their conferences. They should get a conference room out there.
Oh, no. It's going to be holding.
There is a holding penalty on the offense.
So I'm not listening to you anymore.
Yeah, I would.
Penalties.
I wouldn't. But this is a soccer game. Absolutely.
So, I tell you what, Yuma Catholic, they have just been tormenting themselves.
This is the longest second down I've seen in a while.
Yeah, so here you go. After the holding call, the ball is moved back to the 18-yard line of the Knights. So it's second and goal from the 18. Ott in the gun for the Shamrocks. Ford right behind him. Stokes led out to his left. Gets the snap. Looking to throw the ball. He's going to the end zone, and it is going to be a pass interference call. I thought it was good defense.
I thought it was PI on the offense.
So let's see. I don't think so. I think they're going to call that against Havasu. Trying to get a number back there. I think on the defense for the Fighting Knights, it was number 30, Norlander. And let's see what they're going to do with the ball.
Yep.
Yeah, it's going to be against Havasu. Pass interference. And they're going to set the ball at the Havasu 9-yard line after the penalty. 5:10 to go here in the third quarter. So the
score stuck on 33-31.
We've been down at this end of the field in this series for quite some time now with all the penalties. Shamrock's not doing themselves any favors with a couple of false starts and a holding call, and Havasu now with the pass interference. So it's second down and goal for the Shamrocks at the Knights' 9-yard line. Ott back to pass. He's under pressure, and he's going to finally be brought down by 3 or 4 Knights defenders for no gain whatsoever. Great job by the Havasu defense.
A little confusing here because the scoreboard said 4th and 9, but the ball marker said 2nd down.
Yeah.
So I think this is okay, they're calling it 1st down and goal. 1st and 9 on the 9. I
don't know how that can be.
I don't either.
In a play for no gain.
Right. I don't know. But the scoreboard said it was 4th down on the last play.
I don't think they can be. It's been goal for the past,
right,
you know, 3 minutes.
Sinatra's the
third down. It's third down. So yeah, don't pay attention to that ball.
It's definitely third down.
Okay, third down. Ott looking to pass. He's going to throw the ball out, and it's for number 24, and he gets into the end zone. So the Shamrocks, after a number of penalties by each team, they get the ball into the end zone, and they increase their lead to 39-10 over Havasu. And yeah, the scoreboard clock was erroneous. It was first and goal, and then it became second and goal from the 15, second and goal from the 18.
Right.
All the penalties,
right,
you know,
right.
Got them further back from the end zone. But Yuma Catholic punches it in, and right now our score 39-10, and it's going to be an extra point attempt. And we blocked one earlier, so let's see what we can do on special teams.
Up. Got a fake field goal.
And the Knights trying to get, and it's going to be a two-point conversion. You kind of saw that coming. How did you try to adjust, and it just didn't get there in time.
Right.
And it was number three running the ball in, Robinson, on the two-point conversion. 41-10. We'll be back in 60 seconds for the kickoff.
Got a flat tire? Who you gonna call?
Tire Man!
Work can you just got a few hours longer? Who you gonna call?
Tire Man!
Is your car possessed by the spirit of NASCAR and won't stop turning left? Who you gonna call?
Tire Man!
Find your exact tire in seconds at Tire Man of Lake Havasu. Tires that last longer with no hidden charges, out-the-door pricing, wheel alignments, and tire repair done quick. Don't let your day-to-day get in the way of speaking to the Tire Man today. Save a fortune and time. Visit TireManOfLakeHavasu.com.
To keep your cars or trunks looking posh, check out the new Havasu Express Car Wash. A quick new way to keep your vehicles looking bright and sheen. Have fun and get clean. Four different wash packages available to save you a buck. And oh yeah, Havasu Express Wash can even wash your dually truck. Basic washes starting at $7, or try a monthly membership deal. Unlimited monthly car washes. Now that's a steal. Free vacuum and towels to use. So come on by 108 North Lake Havasu Avenue. Give Havasu Express Car Wash a try.
After the Shamrock touchdown and two-point conversion, 41-10 is our score. And a little... Oh, my...
Whoa.
Right in front of the official, too. You would think maybe a penalty on that to tackle up around the neck area.
Not quite a horse collar tackle, but yeah, not a safe tackle either.
No. So it's going to be first down, Havasu, and the ball is going to be at the 50-yard line. So the onside kick not working for the Shamrocks. They've tried that before in this game, and it didn't work on that attempt either. Havasu will come out, and it's going to be first and 10 for the Fighting Knights. And right now, you got to get the ball into the end zone, Paul. There's no wasting time, as they say.
No, not with a 31-point deficit, that's for sure. Just over 4 minutes left in the third quarter.
Thompson, in at quarterback.
I'm wondering why jump isn't in, actually. He didn't do too badly.
Thompson looking to throw the ball, and it's going to be thrown out of bounds. And Thompson, a little gimpy, gets down on his knee right now. And yeah, he's able to shake it off, walk it off. I think one of the reasons you see Thompson in is because of his ability to run the ball.
Yeah, I'm told by one of the coaches up here, they just made a switch. Mm-hmm. Just made a change of quarterback, and it jump actually didn't do too badly.
No, he did fine tonight.
Yeah.
I mean, one interception. He had the turnover, and... there you have it, Tyler Thompson on second down from the 50. And it's going to be Briggs running up the middle, and Briggs maybe a yard, and the defense of the Shamrocks shutting that play down after a yard gain.
You got one of the linemen down.
One of the linemen down.
It's going to be number 50, Robbie Shopper.
Yeah, he's down right now. Timeout on the field. We will take a timeout ourselves, and we'll be back from Yuma Catholic with the score of the Shamrocks, 41, the Knights 10.
0% financing on a free credit through October 31st, 2023. See dealer for details.
Arnold here with Bradley Chevrolet. Truck season continues. Hurry in now and choose Silverado with 0% financing and no payments for 90 days. Plus additional Bradley discounts on select new Silverados. There's no need to drive 3 hours for a fair deal. We're stocked up and motivated to move them out. Hurry in now and shop online at BradleyChevrolet.com or BradleyChevroletParker.com. Chevrolet, find new roads.
Living in the desert presents some unique challenges, like some pretty unsavory pests taking up residency in your home. The problem is, oftentimes you don't notice them until it's too late. Havasu Pest Control has been inspecting, detecting, and helping to control desert pests in Havasu since 1973. They're state certified to help you maintain a pest and rodent-free environment. So call the good guys at Havasu Pest Control, 855-1054.
Walk off. Welcome back to Yuma Catholic High School. The injured knight, Bobby Chopper, he's up walking off the field under his own power, so that's a great sign. And I think we have a call in the baseball game.
Yeah, not my favorite pitcher in relief in extra innings. Castro gave up a walk-off home run to Garcia. So 6-5, Texas Rangers. Rangers take game one.
Well, the Diamondbacks were in control for most of the game, and we had Seawall giving up
two. He gave up a home run, a two-run homer.
Two-run homer.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
In relief gives up the home run.
Right.
So the D-backs fall in game one of the World Series. Back to high school football, 3:50 to go here in the third quarter. It's Thompson handing the ball off to Andrade, number 24, and he picks up a couple of yards and gets down to the Shamrock 46-yard line.
Yeah,
so it's going to be third down now for the Knights.
Yeah, Knights are fighting for every yard right now. It's a tough defense, tough run defense from Yuma Catholic. And trying to Andrade, they're trying everything they can to get some ground game going here. And still, like, just over 3 minutes left in the third quarter here at Yuma Catholic High School.
The ball at the Shamrock 46-yard line. Tyler Thompson, the quarterback, fourth down, big play for the Knights offense. Two receivers out to his right and to his left. Thompson drops back the pass. Got a man open, and the ball is caught and powering his way for a first down. Great effort by number 12, Ryder Spencer. So the Knights pick up the first down on fourth down.
Yeah, it's the first time we've called Spencer's name tonight. And he knew he was close to that first down. And in that
little extra effort.
Gave it some extra effort, for sure.
Yeah, you got to like that. So the Knights now at the 38-yard line of the Shamrocks. And it's going to be a quick pass out to Spencer again. And it says an incomplete pass.
Yeah,
it wasn't going to go anywhere, and there was no gain on the play. So incomplete brings up second down now for the Knights.
Spencer listed as a senior, number 12. Looked like he caught the ball or bobbled it, and, wasn't going anywhere anyway. It's going to bring up a second and 10. Just over 2 minutes left in the third quarter. Still 41-10, Shamrocks.
Thompson drops back into the gun. He's got three receivers out to his left. Drops back to pass, looking to throw the ball. He's going to go downfield in the middle. And the intended receiver, Gavin Briggs, and it's intercepted by number 8 of Yuma Catholic.
That's Hunter Hancock. Read that one the whole way.
Trying to force the ball just a little bit. Good coverage. And Hunter Hancock came down with the interception, and it's going to be first down for the Shamrocks at their own 6-yard line.
You can see on the video display on the scoreboard, the Havasu receiver actually became a defender on that. Looked like the player in the secondary for the Shamrocks definitely had a read on that ball, made the pick. It was a nice pick, by the way.
Yeah, he went up and got the ball. Briggs made the tackle. And now the Shamrocks come back out on offense with a minute 43 to go here in the third.
up by a score of 41-10, and it's going to be Ott under center. And he gets snapped, the ball is handed off up the middle, and still on his feet, number 24, Ford, he pushes his way out across the 20 to the 22-yard line, so it's a first down for Yuma Catholic after the 15-yard gain.
Tate Ford listed at 6 feet, 205 pounds, runs like he's about 20 pounds heavier than that. He's a tough one to bring down.
Yuma Catholic not really in a hurry. Breaks huddle. Definitely the score and the clock on their side. Odd in the gun. Three receivers out to his right. And he's dropping back the pass. Little swing pass, and the ball is caught by number 8. Still on his feet. And finally pushed out of bounds across the 35 to the 37-yard line. So there was a lot of activity right by the sideline of the Shamrocks and the coaching staff. They had a bird's eye view of that play.
Pushed out by number 60, Kenny Pompeo, I think is how you said it. He's one of the six seniors on the squad for Lake Havasu. The penalty on the play.
Yeah, I
think it was a face mask.
Right. Yeah. It looked like it, and it was hard to see because of the players on the sideline and the coaching staff from Yuma Catholic. But the indication immediately on the first attempted tackle was a face mask. Therefore, a 15-yard penalty after the completion of the play. And the ball now inside Havasu territory at the Knights' 48-yard line. First and 10 for the Shamrocks. Odd under center. And he gets the snap. And he's going to pitch it out to number 21. And across inside the 45 to the 43-yard line. And it's going to be a pickup of 7 yards.
21 is Jose Polk, and he's a 5'9 sophomore listed at 165. First time we've called his name tonight. You could see a lot of the reserves come in for Yuma Catholic with this 31-point lead. Scores 41-10 in favor of the Shamrocks.
Yeah, and I don't know if they're going to try to get a playoff before the quarter ends. 10 seconds, 9. They're breaking huddle. And on looking to the sideline, getting an indication from the coaches, and that's going to do it for the third quarter. As we go into the fourth and final quarter, score 41-10, Yuma Catholic over Havasu, and the Shamrocks are on the move.
0% financing approved credit through October 31st, 2023. See dealer for details.
Arnold here with Bradley Chevrolet. Truck season continues. Hurry in now and choose Silverado with 0% financing and no payments for 90 days. Plus additional Bradley discounts on select new Silverados. There's no need to drive 3 hours for a fair deal. We're stocked up and motivated to move them out. Hurry in now and shop online at BradleyChevrolet.com or BradleyChevroletParker.com. Chevrolet, find new roads.
Welcome to the final quarter from Yuma Catholic. KNTR 980 AM, KNTRSports.com, streaming via our website. And if you're looking for weekend game college, talking about what's happening tomorrow through Monday, you can also check out our listing at KNTRSports.com. That will give you all the games that will carry all of the great environment. So call the good guys.
Number one, Georgia Bulldogs tomorrow. They're the place in the swamp, right?
Yeah.
Florida Gators hosted that game. They're
you don't like to play the swamp.
That is going to be a tough one, even though Florida's not ranked.
All right, here we go. It's going to be second down, 5 yards for the Shamrocks. The ball inside Havasu territory at the Knights' 44-yard line. Odd under center, going to hand the ball off and up the middle. And no gain.
The old-fashioned draw play.
That was a good play. I like to see the old-school football.
So do I.
And the Knights defense doing a great job. No gain on the play. Brings up third down for the Shamrocks. And as you mentioned, Paul, there's a lot of platooning going in now, right now, for the Shamrocks. In and out of, especially the offensive side of the ball. Ott's still their quarterback. In the gun, third down.
Stokes, I think,
and
no, he's not
in the ball. And Havasu, under a lot of pressure, and Ott just throws the ball away out of bounds. And that brings up fourth down. Good job by the Havasu defense getting in there and putting the pressure on Ott. And so it's probably going to be the offense that stays out on the field for the Shamrocks.
Yeah, 44 is on the sidelines. That's Stallworth. You've got Sir Stokes. He's not on the field, number two. And, yeah, definitely some second string out there.
The Shamrocks with a fourth down.
They had 10 men on the field there for a minute.
Ott gets the snap. He's got a man open on the far side of the field. That's going to be enough for a first down and driven out of bounds right around the 35-yard line. So the Shamrocks do pick up the first down.
Havasu lucky not to get a flag on that play, too.
Yeah, a little extra shoving going on once the play was called dead.
Right.
Just underway here in the fourth quarter, 41-10, Havasu trailing Yuma Catholic. The Shamrocks on the move. They got the ball at the 35-yard line of Havasu. It's first down for the Shamrocks. Ott's still the quarterback, number 11, under center. And he's going to hand the ball off again to number 21.
Oh, wow.
Got some room on the far side of the field inside the 25. Looking to move a little bit closer to the 20. Finally dropped out of bounds at the 22-yard line.
That's the sophomore Polk. Again, found the edge. Definitely found the edge as he picked up a lot of yards on that one. Said about a 20-yard gain.
First down for the Shamrocks. The ball at the Havasu 21-yard line. 10:30 to go here in the ball game. Shamrocks break huddle. And it's going to be Ott in the gun. Three receivers out to his right. Gets a snap. Oh, Havasu doing a great job reading the run. Stops it at the line of scrimmage. The ball carrier was number 22, Nick Lopez. And there's no gain on that play. Great job by the Knights defense.
That's kind of interesting. They've got two sophomores who are running back twos, Polk and Lopez. So number 21 and 22 in the game late here with a 31-point lead by Yuma Catholic. We're going to see a little bit more smoke. Hopefully not, but every time they score, there's fireworks. And then we get the residual smoke afterwards.
5 seconds, four on the play clock. And it's going to be Ott throwing the ball, and it's nearly intercepted, caught, and then dropped. But
they're going to say the ground caused the fumble.
Down, yeah. That's what the officials are going to say. They're going to confer. But that was Paul. That ball was nearly intercepted
tonight,
and brought in by number 14, Diego Dumo. Diego Dumo, with the reception, and they're still talking about it. But I think you're right. I think the ball was caught, went down on the ground, ball came loose after he hit the ground.
Havasu wanted the fumble, but no, he was definitely down.
So
there's another conference room here.
Right, it's pretty interesting. The offense and the defense are set up ready to play, and the officials are still talking.
Again.
All right. Oh, they're going to say incomplete pass.
Oh.
There you go. There's a good conference. Worked out for the Havasu Knights.
Good for Havasu, that's for sure.
I think the official on the far side of the field had a better shot at whether the ball came out before he hit the ground. And so they're going to call it an incomplete pass. That brings up third down for the Shamrocks.
Third and 11.
Yeah, so they're probably in fourth down territory, I would think. Havasu, they're trying to slow this offense down. Now they're going to move the ball to the other hash mark.
I'm not sure why.
I'm with you.
Now they're on the far side.
And
the incompletion was on the near side, so I don't know.
And I think the
strange
mark might have lost a yard on that move of the football. It's third down 11 for Yuma Catholic. Ott's in the gun.
standing at the Knights 27-yard line and whistles and flags and all kinds of stuff. False start.
Another false start.
So let's make it third down, and it's going to be 16.
It's just got to aggravate this UMA Catholic coaching staff. You got 33 first-half points, and they're stalled with 8 points here in the second half. It was 33-10 when we opened the second half, and now it's 41-10. So it's just got to be aggravating with all these false start penalties.
It's third down and 16. The ball at the Havasu 27-yard line. Ott, waiting for the snap, drops back the pass, and he's going to throw the ball across the middle and nearly intercepted. Oh, my gosh. Havasu, number 36 ball.
Kyle Crow, he wants another shot at that. He know he wants that back. That was, I wouldn't say right in his hands, but it was definitely, it was catchable with some effort.
So with the 5-yard penalty on the false start, it's going to be fourth down, and it's 16 yards to go for the first down. And I think they're going to try for a field goal attempt.
A long field goal.
So it's going to be a 37-yard field goal attempt by the Shamrocks. And the kick is going to be low, and it is going to be no good. So the field goal attempt is no good by UMA Catholic. Havasu will come out with the offense, and they're going to have the ball on their side of the field. It's going to be first down for Havasu at their own 27-yard line. Our score 41-10. Just a reminder, the final game for the Fighting Knights, it's a week from tonight, it's at home against Buckeye Union High School.
Senior night.
Senior night, recognize all those seniors. I think there's six of them.
Yep, absolutely.
And, you know, they deserve that recognition. A number of them have played on the varsity level for a few years. I think Griggs started off as a freshman, and I know that Tyler Thompson was a sophomore, I believe, when he hit the varsity level. So we need to recognize those seniors and all the efforts they've made over the years to the program.
A week from tonight at Lee Barnes Stadium.
And let's see, Halo jump back in at quarterback number 10. Thompson spread out to the far side of the field, and it's going to be Briggs, number 4, busting a tackle and picks up the first down. So there he is, Gavin Briggs, always working hard and trying to make all the effort he can, and gets the first down, the ball across the 30 to the 31-yard line. So let's see what Havasu can do with the hurry-up offense.
Yeah, Briggs running hard. That's really good to see this late in the game and down by 31 points. There's still some fight left in the Fighting Knights.
Here we go. Under 9 minutes to go here in the game. Havasu, first and 10. And it's Briggs again running the ball. And Briggs with some open room. He's out across the 40 to the 45. Mark him down at the 47-yard line. So Gavin Briggs showing a lot of effort, a lot of speed here, trying to get Havasu down the field so they can get some more points on the board.
I'm not sure how many starters are in there for the defense, but that second-team defense not doing too well against the against Briggs and the starters for Lake Havasu.
Jump in the gun. Briggs to his left. Jump gets the snap, drops back to pass, looking to pass the ball. It's in and out of the hands of number 3 for the Fighting Knights, and that's Carson Rockman. The ball a little high but catchable. Incomplete pass for Havasu.
That was tip drill material there. That ball was tipped, and luckily the secondary was back with the receivers that had been on their routes for the Havasu Fighting Knights.
With the incomplete pass, this clock stops at 8:21 to go in the game. It's second down and 10 for Havasu. The ball at their own 47-yard line. Three receivers out to jumps left, and he's going to fake the handoff and throws the ball to the far side to Tyler Thompson. And Thompson tries to make an extra effort, loses the ball, but it goes out of bounds. But, hey, you got to give him a lot of credit
trying to stretch out and get as many yards as he can.
Well, if you're going to stretch, hang on to the ball. That was
Or let it go out of
bounds. Yeah, that was close.
Yeah, that was close. He was right on the sideline.
Sure,
so
sure.
It took the Havasu bounce, and it's going to bring up third down and two for the Fighting Knights. Jumping the gun at the 50. And it's going to be Briggs, the ball carrier, and he's going to pick up the first down and a few more yards inside the 40 down to the 38-yard line of the Shamrock. So Havasu moving the ball offensively.
Picked that one up easily. Havasu definitely on a good pace here in that quick offense, that quick setup. They're running the clock down to 7:30 now left in the game, and it's 41-10 Shamrock. And it looks like Thompson calling the Jump calling the play right now.
Yeah, Jump in the gun at the 44-yard line of the Shamrocks. And Andrade, number 24, showing a burst of speed, and he moves the ball forward over the middle and the ball inside the 35-yard line of UMA Catholic.
Yeah, Coach Thompson content to run it. Let that clock run as well, down to 7 minutes here in the fourth quarter. And they're just... It's not a hurry-up offense, but it's definitely a no-huddle offense. Jump still in the quarterback.
He's in the gun at the 39-yard line of the Knights. He's got two receivers out to his left, two to his left, right, and he fumbles the ball a little bit, but he's going to throw it out of bounds because he really had nowhere to go. He couldn't quite handle the snap, Paul.
Right.
And he's looking at defenders coming down on him, and I think it's a smart move. Just get rid of the ball, throw it out of bounds.
I thought he was going to take it himself, but he didn't have enough to get around the edge.
I didn't think he could control the ball. I think he just grabbed it and threw it.
But I think he was really close to the line of scrimmage or going past it when he threw that ball, too, which would not have been a good scenario for the offense, especially moving the ball like they are.
Third down for the Knights. Jump gets the snap, and it's a screen pass to the far side, and it's Briggs breaking a tackle or two, and he's going to get the first down as he moves the ball to the Havasu 27, or excuse me, the UMA Catholic 27-yard line.
Beautiful spin move there by Briggs.
Yeah.
2 yards short of the first down marker, makes the spin move, gets out of the tackle, and picks up, what, 4 more yards for the first down. So nice play by Havasu on the offense.
Clock moving down to 6:20 here left in the fourth quarter. Andrade to Halo jumps right. Jump gets the snap, and it's over to Tyler Thompson, number 2, on the far side of the field. He's breaking tackles, and he gets inside the 15-yard line down to the 14-yard line. First down, Fighting Knights.
It's the exact same play, but different personnel. Just threw it to Tyler Thompson instead of Briggs, and they're getting a lot of good yardage off of that play. Just the screen, the quick screen pass to the outside. Just, what is that? Dink and dunk.
That's right.
Dink and dunk it down the field.
It's a nice blocking on that side of the line.
Definitely.
Absolutely. Number 55, Josh Escobedo, doing a good job making some blocks and helping Tyler Thompson get out so he can get some more yardage. And Jump now is going to run the ball himself, and he leaps. Jumps.
Jump leaps
at the 10-yard line. And it's a gain of a few yards. So Havasu now with a second down after the pickup of 4 yards by Jump.
I think there's a lot of promise for next year's team with the sophomore quarterback, Jump.
Coming back
next year.
Yeah, we talked about the underclassmen and how this experience this year is going to help them over the next year or two for sure.
Absolutely. I can see it.
Havasu with a second down, ball at the 10-yard line. Jump looks to pass. He's going to throw the ball in the end zone. And the intended receiver, Wyatt Triple-A, overthrown, incomplete. And it's going to be third down for the Knights.
Yeah, 24, Tristan Andrade telling Jump, I was open. But Jump looking down into the end zone instead of the outlet receiver on the right-hand side, which Andrade was.
It's third down for Havasu. Jump in the shotgun at the UMA Catholic 15-yard line, and Andrade gets the ball, and he's inside the 5-yard line. And for a moment there, it looked like he might be able to put it into the end zone, but it's going to be first down. It's going to be first and goal for the Knights from the 2-yard line of the Shamrocks.
I guess Andrade was right. Give me the ball.
Give me the ball.
I'm open.
So nice run by number 24. So we got 4.5 minutes to go here in the ball game. Havasu looking to do something positive, get some more points on the board. They're trailing by a score of 41-10. And Jump looking to get the snap. He's in the gun from the Shamrock 10. And he's going to throw the ball to the other side of the field. You got to love it.
That's the one of the linemen.
That's right.
Number 60, Kenny Ponteo. I think that's how you say that.
The big guy.
If my French is correct.
First of all, he catches the football. Secondly, he runs it into the end zone. Nobody around him.
Did they have to report him eligible?
They had to report him eligible.
Okay.
So that was a great play by the Knights. They had everybody moving to the far side of the field. And so Havasu gets another touchdown, looking for the extra point attempt. And right now our score is 41-16.
They've got an extra man on the field right now, but plenty of time to get him off the field.
And here we go with the extra point attempt. Molyneux with the kick. And it's good. No flags, and here we go.
I thought they were going to confer on that.
It took long enough for the call. All right, Havasu gets back on the scoreboard, 41-17, with 4:12 left in the game.
Hi, football fans. Did you know MCC is ranked one of the best community colleges in America? And they want to help our high school students earn free and discounted college credits. We're talking college credits that transfer to universities, including the University of Arizona, ASU, and NAU. And MCC can also help you with career advancement. Check out all the healthcare, trade school programs, and degree options they have. It's online at Mojave.edu. That's Mojave.edu.
All right, Havasu with the touchdown, and they'll kick the ball off to the Shamrocks. Shamrocks are going to move to 9-0 on the season. Havasu will fall to 3-9. They have their last game of the season that's home against Buckeye Friday night. We'll have that game for you right here on KNTR Sports, 980 AM, KNTRSports.com. And Knights ready to kick the ball off, 4:12 to go in the game. Molyneux waiting for the whistle from the officials.
Are they in a conference again? What in the world?
You know what?
Come on, guys. We got 4 minutes. We're there's a light at the end of the tunnel here.
You're in a bunker having a conference.
Yeah, that's it. There we go.
Okay, we heard a whistle, and here we have the kickoff. It's a quick kick down the middle, and let's see. Does it roll into the end zone? It does.
Luckily.
Yeah. For a second there, it looked like it might be stopping about the 5-yard line, and it goes into the end zone. So it's going to be 1st and 10 for the Shamrocks from their own 20-yard line. Let's see.
That was Zarian Robinson who was back to receive that, and it was a line drive. Would have been a nice penalty kick if it was soccer, but anyway, a line drive which barely rolled into the end zone, luckily for him.
Okay, the Shamrocks. They come out on offense from their own 20-yard line. They're up in this game by a score of 41-17. And let's see if there's a quarterback change for Yuma Catholic. And no, it's not. Number 11, he hands the ball off and happens to the defense. They come crashing in
for a loss.
I tell you what, 97 coming in, making the play. Bradley Stauffer, he does a great job for the Havasu defense, and he's had a number of tackles tonight. So a loss of a yard brings up 2nd down and 11. You know, you want to leave this game, you're going to lose, but you want to leave it on somewhat of a positive note, playing really hard, making some good plays at the end of the game.
And they're doing that.
That's exactly what Havasu is doing right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Under center.
Yeah, he's been there a number of times tonight, and this is going to be a pitch. And Havasu, once again, great defense.
We got a flag on the play.
We have a flag on the play. the Havasu just sniffed that one right out. About a 6-yard loss if it stands. PA announcer said 3 yards. That's generous. Very generous. Because they're back at the 10-yard line right now. The original line of scrimmage is the 20.
Let's see where they move the ball. And once again, a long conference.
Oh, man. They need a gavel, you know? These guys are something.
Yeah, so game two of the World Series tomorrow, we'll have it for you. And that's going to be a 4:15 pregame tomorrow from Texas.
Right.
Game two of the World Series. You heard earlier, walk-off home run. Texas wins the first game of the World Series 6-5.
We'll probably join that pregame in progress, I would imagine, right at the end of the Georgia-Florida game, because that starts at 12:30.
Yeah, so
college football games tend to be a little bit longer than pro.
Just a little bit.
Right. But you probably catch the game two of the World Series in its entirety for sure from the first inning on.
We'll make sure that happens.
Well, you know.
Yeah. That's the priority.
Scheduling, that's how it works.
Sunday, your first game Sunday morning, the Rams at the Cowboys, that's at 10, followed by the Arizona Cardinals and Baltimore Ravens, and then Sunday night football, the Chicago Bears and the Chargers.
I just can't bring myself to say go Rams.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not a Cowboys fan, obviously.
All right, here we go. With 3:20 to go in the game, Odd under center, and he's going to hand the ball off to number 4.
That's Ivan Ibarra. Called his name a couple times here. Ibarra Jr., 5'7", 150, they list him. I think he's shorter than I am, actually. It says 5'7".
How can that be?
Almost impossible for sure.
It's fourth down for the Shamrocks. Nice defense doing a great job. And now the Shamrocks, they're going to kick the ball. They're going to punt it from about their own 10-yard line. And back to receive the punt, number 4, Gavin Briggs, and he stands at the Knights' 44-yard line.
Let's see Briggs break one off here.
He has the ability to, that's for certain. And the punt's nearly blocked.
It's
a high punt. It's a short punt, but it takes a Yuma Shamrock roll, and it goes out of bounds at the 37-yard line of Havasu. So the Knights will have the ball back on offense. There's 2:21 to go in the ball game. You got 3 timeouts for the Shamrocks, 2 timeouts for the Knights. I don't know if either coach is going to call a timeout or not during this last couple of minutes of the football game.
I say you run the same play calling scheme as you did the last time.
I think it worked. Definitely worked okay.
Stay on the ground, play it safe. You got 2:21. If you need to call a timeout, do it, but keep your team in that no huddle. Keep the pace where it was. It seemed to keep Yuma off balance a little bit. I mean, you've got a touchdown in this half. Keep it going.
So the Knights offense back out on the field. And we have a new quarterback for the Fighting Knights.
Number 9. Is that right?
That's
Seth Bernier. Is that right?
Yes, he's a sophomore. And he hands the ball off to Andrade. Andrade gets up to the 40-yard line. So forward progress to the 40, and it's going to be second down and, 7 yards after a 3-yard gain. So it's nice to see some new players out on the field for the Knights. Jump moves into the receiver position. And
Bernier, I guess is how you say it.
Bernier?
Bernier, yeah.
Okay.
That's how the PA guy is saying it. I'll give him that one.
All right, so here we go. It's going to be second down for the Knights. Handoff to Andrade. Andrade's still on his feet, and he's trying to get to the far side of the field, breaks 2 or 3 tackles, and he's going to be tackled finally, inside the 35-yard line, down to the 30-yard line of Yuma Catholic. What a run. Andrade showing some great ability, breaking tackles, burst of speed, and he picks up a significant run for the Fighting Knights.
35 yards by my count. Nice run. Very, I mean, and And it was like it was straight ahead. He had to definitely pick his blocks to get that 35 yards.
Yeah. So the Knights now inside Shamrock territory at the 30-yard line. And in a pass play, and it's going to be caught by Jump. And Jump moves inside the 25 to the 24-yard line.
Jump now, receiver. Nice move of the ball. 1 minute left.
So Bernay doing a good job with the Fighting Knights coming out as their third quarterback tonight.
So I see that lineman's in there. He's the right tackle right now, number 60, who reported eligible on that last touchdown.
Bernier ready to get the snap. He does. He's going to roll out. He's under a lot of pressure, but he gets away from would-be tacklers, and he's pushed out of bounds, which will stop the clock. He's pushed out of bounds at the 25-yard line of the Shamrock.
Yeah, they had the rights that he got out of that one. Nice play by Bernier.
And we have a timeout Havasu.
This is what I figured they would do to
We'll be back in 60 seconds.
Try to keep this drive going.
Bradley Ford exemplifies Ford Tough. It's all about rugged capability, outstanding performance, and dependability of Ford trucks. Whether it's hauling a big load or getting you to a job site, count on the lineup of versatile, hardworking Ford trucks to work overtime and get the job done. Hi, this is Bill Cunier, General Manager at Bradley Ford. See our family of Ford trucks from the Super Duty models to America's truck, the F-150. Bradley Ford has the truck for you. Stop by the dealership or see us online at BradleyFord.com.
Neat Pool and Supply has the inventory for you to create your peaceful space right in your own backyard. If you are looking for legendary quality and performance, take a look at Hot Spring Spas. They offer unparalleled massage, worry-free water care, and industry-leading energy efficiency. You'll emerge feeling better mentally, physically, and emotionally. Explore Hot Spring Spas' unique combination of style, features, and price, and you'll find the hot tub that is just right for you. At Neat Pool and Supply on Scott Drive in Lake Havasu or online at neatpool.com.
Welcome back to Union Catholic High School. The Knights now with a third down and 5 yards to go for the first down. Bernier going to throw it to the end zone, and it's incomplete. And I don't see any flags, even though there was pass interference. So
was like incidental contact. Maybe that's what the referee said. So. Doesn't want to get too many boos from the crowd.
Both players are battling for the football. So there's 18 seconds to go here in the game. It's fourth down for Havasu. Clock stops with 18 seconds. And the Knights looking forward to getting on the road back home. Hopefully safe travels. And I want to thank the Havasu faithful on the far side of the field, about 40 people over there cheering on the Fighting Knights. And safe travels to them getting home. And once again, we're going to have our final game of the season next Friday night at home, Lee Barnes Stadium against Buckeye.
And it's senior night.
Senior night.
Out there and support the six seniors on this squad. You got a lot of good underclassmen coming back, though. Looks like it's going to be a pretty promising season next year for the Havasu Fighting Knights. They're not going to get their fourth win tonight, but I'll tell you what, they put up a fight. You got to give them some credit. They're not just laying down. And no mercy clock either.
No mercy clock. They stuck into the game. I think at one point they might have been down by 33 points or something.
Yeah.
So Havasu will fall to 3-6 on the season, and the Shamrocks stay undefeated with 9 wins after tonight.
I mean, they say Yuma Catholic is the second best team in 4A in the state. Maybe this is just a bad outing for them.
Well, yeah, and you got to remember they put in some of their subs in the second half, and we did too. And the field.